Konnichiwa.
Hello.
I'm Keiko and I'm
Nani. I'm Mike Kubumatsu.
Inorganic filters are being passed in classes at
the moment. But when you get a busy
program, what they love in
the Russian. Hello, radio.
Hello, everybody. 皆さん、hello, everybody. This is Canon from Bubble Radio. And first episode of the year. 皆さん、Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Valentine's Day. Today I'm sitting here with a fellow
family member.
It's my little sister, Minasa. Say hello.
Hi.
What are you here to do today?
Get lit.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm here to ask some questions.
Yeah. So my sister she's currently 21 years old and she lives in Hokkaido. And she's just visiting over the holidays. And we thought maybe instead of me talking by myself, doing a Q&A, I thought my sister can help and she can, you know, butt in and ask me some questions. How do you like the sound of that?
I'm so hungry.
She's really hungry. So, actually, can I have one of those like cookies? They're protein cookies. ASMR.
Oh yeah.
They're Lenny and Larry's.Complete cream.
Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to be doing some ASMR.
This is so good.
Okay.
Alright, so I gathered some questions. I asked you guys on Instagram and I got a few questions. A lot of my listeners are actually Japanese, so I didn't think that I would get any questions, but I got a few.So, my sister's gonna be asking them. Go ahead.
First question. How many guys you slept with?
That is... I'm a virgin.
Okay.
So, zero.
Me too.
What is sex?
It's when the penis goes into the vagina and out the other side.
What? That is like the most R-rated content that I've had on Bible Radio. Thanks, Vinosa. But it's true. Basic biology. Right? My sister's a biology student. That's what happens when you go to university.
But it doesn't come out the other side.
It doesn't?
Where does it go?
Well, if it goes in a hole, it must come out the other side.
Can we move on?
You're the one who picked the question. Go.
We can talk about this later. Okay.How big is taking stuff there, as in roids, SARMs, pro-hormones, is it easy to get? So, how big is taking stuff in Japan?
I'm sure it's big, but it's just not very talked about. It's one of those things where, like, it's like, for example, like sex in Japan.
Taboo.
It's taboo. It happens a lot.
Is sex taboo?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just not talked about.
But it's not prohibited.
No, it's not. But it's not prohibited. And people do take it. They just don't talk about it. And the laws are based, like the rules are based around like being really, really against it. So that nobody talks about it. So I think it's even in the normal powerlifting rules in the International Powerlifting Federation.That you're not allowed to associate yourself at a sporting environment with someone who takes steroids.
So it's not allowed.
Yeah. You're not allowed to take it.
Okay.
But in other countries? In other countries, I don't think any federation is like, you're allowed to take steroids. They just don't talk about it. But some of them, like, just get tested. I think it's the same as, like,International, like, bodybuilding shows. I don't know about powerlifting in Japan. I have not come across anybody who's taken steroids for powerlifting. I think there was one guy who actually won nationals in the 83 kilo class. and he was taking something, and he got like bashed super bad, yeah, and disqualified after he won.
Okay.
And he won a bodybuilding show after that, and everybody is just going fucking crazy. Like, everybody's talking about it on their YouTube videos, and everyone's talking about it on Twitter. One guy. Yeah. I don't know if I should say his name. Probably not, but yeah.
Didn't you have an episode with the...
Yeah, that was one problem. Yeah, it was... I think it was episode...
One of the starts. Starting.
Two.
Yeah.
Episode two? No, episode four. Four.
Michael.
Mark.
Michael.
Kumatsu, who is my friend since I moved back to Japan, like, 7 years ago. And he is a user. And he openly speaks about steroids on the show. I mean, it's an English episode. Some dude messaged me, a powerlifting guy, and he's like, oh, you did an interview with one of the guys who takes steroids.
Yeah, you're talking
like,
about this.
I'm worried, or something like that, or like, you should take it down or something. He DM'd me, and I was like, okay, no, because I checked the rules, and it says that I can't associate with them in a sporting event, you know? He's my personal friend.
Okay.
I can't have a conversation with him, was my take. And not, I don't know, it was just that one guy who messaged me about it.
Are the rules pretty black and white?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very vague. So, it'll be hard to... But it's not easy to not... Like, what if your brother was taking steroids, you know? Like, can you disassociate?
I don't know why I smiled.
Yeah, but you can't... It's like, what is a sporting field? You know, what is a sporting event?
It is very, like, grey area.
Yeah. And you know that it encouraged them taking steroids, you know? Which I have not done in that podcast. So I just openly spoke to him. He openly spoke about his experiences taking steroids. And that was kind of negative as well. The ways in which he described his experiences. So we spoke about that. But that was, I felt like that was such a taboo thing. Because he sent me like screenshots of like famous people like tweeting out stuff about steroids. And being like, oh, steroids is bad, blah, 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 blah. And he sent it to me. It's like, oh, this person is saying this online. I'm like, okay. But... what does the rule say, you know? And I was like, I know you're not allowed to take steroids. I'm not taking steroids. So, I don't know. He just made it very weird for me.
So it's presumably big, but it's taboo and it's hidden.
Yeah.
From the public eye.
I don't think many people are open about taking steroids in Japan.
Okay.
But you'd see a lot of YouTubers in, like, America, in the States, who are, like, open. The users, but in Japan it's...
What about, like, other stuff, like Psalms?
No, I think, I don't know, I don't know enough to, yeah.
Is it easy to get?
Maybe. I think you can take it, you can get it at, like, hospitals and stuff, like doctors. Some sort of, like, hormones, I think Mark was saying. But other than that, I'm not too sure about that. But probably, yeah. If you have connections.
Connections, important.
Connect.
Okay, next is, will you ever try CrossFit?
Will I ever try CrossFit? Yes, I would.
What is CrossFit again?
It's like a lot of different things. So it's like combination of weightlifting, running, gymnastics, calisthenics, and just doing like different challenges with your body.
Whoa.
Is that what Malik does?
No, Malik is capoeira. So it's like fighting.
Oh.
But fighting in the air, like by yourself. It's like dancing almost.
Oh.
I don't know if that would be rude. I'm sorry, Malik. But CrossFit, yeah, definitely would try it. But I have not heard many good things about CrossFit because you get injured. Because you have to do as many reps as possible.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm up for trying new things. And I think it would improve, benefit me in some sort of way.
Is it like for endurance?
You need good endurance. You need good strength, power.
Willpower.
Willpower, yeah,
Will
I guess.
Smith.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think I'm just too heavy. Like, you know? I'm just too heavy. I think the balance of, like, people who do CrossFit is, like, lean, but lean, muscular, and they're I think they're the lightest they can be in their figure. Mm. But for me, I carry a lot of fat, which is good for powerlifting.
Mm.
So I think, like, I don't think I would be very fit for CrossFit.
CrossFit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. Do you have any podcasts in English?
I do, like this one. I try to do English episodes every second episode, but with the guests and stuff.
Mm.
I've sometimes been going like, Japanese, English. But okay. I've gotten a lot of like great guests in English.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've gotten 2 doctors, I think, and a PhD, and a master's, no, a PhD, 2 PhD candidates.
Mm.
Gone, and a lot of international athletes.
1 undergraduate candidate.
Oh yeah, we also did an episode.
I am a candidate still.
Yes, I am too. So yeah, definitely have English episodes, and I think for me, it's so much more enjoyable to do English episodes because I feel like English speaking people are more,
don't say it,
interactive. I think Japanese people are just a little bit awkward, like they're not used to podcasting or like
it's a different medium.
Yeah, so it's yeah, the English ones gets more like
casual
hype.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Alright. Long-term work/life and powerlifting goals.
Work/life.
Work-life?
Oh, yeah. That's a personal thing, right?
Yeah, long-term, personal, and powerlifting goals.
I mean, if I could do Bible Radio as a job, that would be great.
Mm.
That would be really great. Like, podcaster? Mm. Or, like, some sort of, like, content creating, or, like, some form of, like, be a medium, which is the word you just said, to hashing broadcast information about strength training or powerlifting.
That's your goal.
That would be great. But it would be nice to have, like, I mean, I've thought about this. It would be so nice to have, like, a gym, too, you know?
Mm.
Where, because there's not many, like, powerlifting, like, foreigner, I don't know. Mm. Not many powerlifting gyms in Japan.
Mm.
That would be cool to have something like that.
Mm.
That could be, like, one of my long-term goals. And, powerlifting
growls.
I want to place 3rd in nationals coming up.
Yeah.
No, not 3rd. Within 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to place top 3 in nationals
coming
up in February, end of February.
Next month.
So that would be great.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next. Why do you look high in this pic?
Fuck yo. Right. Maybe because I was.
Whoa. Why did you start podcasting?
Why did I start podcasting?
Yeah.
For many reasons. One. Oh god, I actually answered this, hey, in Japanese.
Yeah.
One being that I wanted to be able, I feel, this is my subjective feeling right here,
mm-hmm.
is that people who train in the gym
mm-hmm.
and people that are people like experts, like scientists and doctors and coaches,
mm.
their world is very separated. Like mm-hmm. there is a very thick wall between them two,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be able to break that thick wall and connect it through interviews and good information so that trainees can benefit from the experts. Mm-hmm. And also, maybe if there are any experts listening, experts could also... No, that makes no sense.
No, well, yeah, yeah. Experts could gain inspiration from the trainees, right?
Yeah, and other experts too.
I don't know. I
feel
like an exchange of information,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So I can merge the two different worlds by literally just talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and that information is such a powerful thing.
And not exclusive to Japanese.
Yeah. Because there are so many people that I want to interview in English, you know?
Like who?
Like the people that I've already interviewed.
Well, who do you want to interview, like, as like a goal, kind of?
A goal?
Yeah.
In English?
Yeah.
If it was someone specific, I want to interview a researcher in, I think it was Edith Cowan University in Perth.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met him. His name is Nozaka Sensei,
mm-hmm.
and he does research on muscle damage.
Yeah.
And it would be really, really cool if I could interview him, which I probably should message him because I have his email.
Hmm.
But yeah, that would be like my number one goal right now.
What about The Rock?
The Rock? Hell yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
He would have some good tips.
Of course.
You know he has a daughter?
Really?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Pebble. I saw a meme about that.
You're a rude man.
No, okay. Oh, can I ask a personal question?
Wait, what was the last question? Why did I stop podcast?
Yeah. Did you finish?
No. And also like podcasts.
Such a good listener.
And I also like podcasts.
Yeah.
And I also have a fear of speaking to people and telling stories is something that I'm very bad at.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe if I could do something that would kind of scare me and be committed to that, then it probably would benefit me in some sort of way in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a personal thing.
And more like a bigger.
Yeah, a bigger.
Which you have on your wall right now.
Huh?
You have on your wall.
Yes, I have it on my wall.
Okay. For those that want to start powerlifting, how?
In Japan?
Anywhere.
Anywhere? Powerlift, like compete or just powerlift?
Just powerlift.
Powerlifting? I would, if I already go to a gym.
For example, how did you start?
I started because of, I had a gym at my school.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to look at all these like fit people on Instagram.
Mm.
They're like, god damn, they're like pretty fit. Mm. And then one day something, I had a huge heartbreak 5, 6, 7, 6 years ago.
Mm.
And then I was like, god damn, like I really need to improve myself.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm going to train and be a bad looking bitch so that this dude would like come back to me. Was my thought process when I was 18, 19.
Yeah.
And then, so I started training. Right? And then when I was training, I really liked lifting heavy weights.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. Mm. I liked squatting. I used to squat every single day, which is pretty bad.
Mm.
And yeah, I squat every day. I used to try to deadlift and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, it would be so cool if there's like a sport like that. Mm. And then one day, I think it was like my friend Matt Keith. Right. Okay. He followed a powerlifter called Lift Like Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little girl, Asian girl,
mm.
in the States.
Mm.
And she's like, she weighs the same as me.
Mm.
And she was like lifting all these heavy weights. And I'm like, whoa, like, how is he following her?
Mm.
But then he's like a fitness freak or everything. And then I followed her and then saw that she's doing like this thing called powerlifting.
Mm.
And then I'm like, you know what? That would be cool if I could do it. And then I searched it and then I joined a powerlifting gym.
Hmm. So basically join a gym.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't even have to be a powerlifting gym.
Yeah. What about for people that go to the gym but are scared of going into the big boy areas?
Oh, are you one of those people?
I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Are you not now?
I gave up gym altogether.
That's a very a motivational thing for y'all. No, but you're busy, so.
No, but, like, I did, I don't know, I think it was during that time when you were lifting a lot, and I was like, and you were like, oh, you should just try it, right? And I was doing the little machine thingies with it.
Yeah, chest press?
No, with your legs.
Oh, leg press.
Yeah.
You're moving arms.
And then I was looking over, and I was like, oh, that place is empty, like where you do the free weights.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe I should try. But then I was like scared of like injuring myself and not doing it right. Because I didn't have anyone there to like help me out or anything. So I didn't. But then I was, and I just like, I could just go over there and try it. Because I used to squat and do that stuff when I came over.
Yeah, came back.
And then I didn't.
You should have done it. What are you scared of?
Like, I don't know.
Doing something wrong?
I don't know. It's just like a social thing as well. Like, if there's like people around, I'll be like, what is she doing? Like, I think that's for a lot of people, and even like for people that are joining the gym, like they don't know what they're doing, but they want to exercise and like they want to move their body. So it's kind of like you don't have like a trainer to go into it.
Yeah.
And I don't want a trainer. Like, I don't have money to have a trainer either. But you still want to, like, try it out.
Yeah.
So that, like, that anxiety, getting over that, like, even for me, getting from the treadmill to the machines was hard for me. And that was, like, one day, like, because I went to, like, Anytime Fitness.
Yeah.
And that was, like, when no one was there at like night or something, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll just sit on this and see what I can do. And like, I did that, and then it kind of like I could do all the machine thingies, but it was like there's still like I think gym anxiety is like a big thing for a lot of people.
And I don't think it's like a lack of information, because there are a lot of information.
Yeah,
like you could watch YouTube videos.
Yeah,
on there's probably one video for every single machine in the whole world.
Yeah,
or like an exercise. And so I think it's not the lack of information, it's more of like the self-image.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to find right now like what kind of movement is right for me. Because it's hard for me to, because I was never like, I don't look at like fitness people on Instagram that much. Like, I don't look at like, oh, I want that body. Like, I never think that way. But I do want to move my body. So it's like I've kind of gotten, I want to look at different types of sport and see, you know?
Yeah, because you'd say fitness and then you'd get the image of like lifting weights.
Yeah.
But, and that's not all that fitness is about. And and like you see like all these like competitions, bodybuilding, like bikini, powerlifting and everything like that. And it's like you have to compete. That's not even, that's not even what fitness is about. You know, it's more of like, people do fitness for lifestyle in overseas.
Yeah.
But in Japan, it's all about like competing or being something.
Yeah. And I think that's why like a lot of those types of sports are really inaccessible to a lot of people in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we were talking about it or if I was talking about it with someone else, but it's like, a lot of sports, like recreational sports, are so not accessible in Japan. Whereas overseas, it'll be like, because it's just for fun. So there'll be a lot of clubs and like things available just to have fun and not to like compete. I think that's like a major.
So it's like in the system.
Yeah. But also like everything comes down to like my motivation.
That's true.
So I can't really say anything, but.
Yeah.
I did have that gym anxiety when I was going to the gym.
And you know how you, like, think, you look at them and you think of them as, like, a certain group where you're not, where it feels like they're, like, different people.
Yeah. And it's intimidating.
And that's, like, for me, that's very exciting. I mean, not exciting, that's very interesting. Because I don't feel that way.
Yeah. Maybe it's different.
Yeah, so I think it's, like two different kinds of human beings. It's like, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
people that live and people that don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't comprehend that right now, you know, since I'm very heavily involved. But for me, maybe people will look at me as people who lift.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't even feel that way.
Yeah.
But it obviously comes across to people that way.
Yeah, I think, and also it has a lot to do with like body image, because if, I don't know, I think I had like the fear of like, because my like upper body is very weak and I'm like a shrimp, right?
Yeah.
So like I was always like thinking, even when I was doing the machines, like, what is that girl like, that's what I thought like people would think, like, what is that girl doing. Like, she doesn't even have that much right. meat on her, and she's trying to do this machine thing, and it's like...
So what you think is very reflective. What you think people think about you is very reflective of what you think about other people. So, like, how you judge other people, you're also scared of them judging you.
But I don't really think of them, like... I don't know. It's definitely like a us and them kind of thing. Mm. But it might be different now. But that's what made it really hard for me to go to the gym. Because, and I think it was like that one time when that dude, like, I was on the machine resting.
Yeah.
And then that dude came up to me. He's like, are you using it? Like, can you hurry up kind of thing? Yeah, yeah. And then I was just like, oh.
Yeah, douchebags like that.
And it just makes me like, like, I don't have the right to use this machine because I don't, like, maybe he has a bigger fitness goal than me, but I don't.
Mm.
So I don't have the right to use this machine or something. Like, there's a lot of, like, overthinking that went into me going to the gym, which was why it was probably really hard for me because I didn't have that confidence or fitness goals in the first place.
Mm.
But I did want to, like, sweat it out.
Yeah. Guidance definitely helps. And it's not only, like, it helps physically, but it also helps in the way that to build confidence in the gym.
Yeah.
And that you are allowed to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
As much as other people are.
Yeah.
So I think, like, some form of guidance is definitely important, especially when you're just starting out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's a goal thing as well.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. But I think a lot of people can relate to that, like, being intimidated by looking at other people's results, not even just in fitness, in life in general. It's like looking at the result of someone else's journey and then being like, oh, I'm not like that right now, so I can't be like that. So I think that's like, it's a, like, even you said, like, with your, in your caption about not looking at, well, opponents' numbers and stuff, like, it's hard to not compare yourself but also be inspired at the same time, like,
yeah
that balance is difficult.
Definitely. I don't know, it's definitely the balance. Yeah, it's more that feeling is more like, it's not shame or self-insecure. Maybe I am self-insecure when I look at people, my opponents. Maybe that, I don't know, I feel like it's a little bit different.
What is the feeling that you get when you look at opponents' numbers?
I would feel that I would not be able to win, almost. It's like...
So it's not like a motivation for you?
No, because numbers, you can't control. I mean, you can control, but also you have to go with the program, especially powerlifting. So when people are lifting more than I thought that they would lift, for me, it's like, all right, I have these goals in mind for competition, but this person is hitting this goal already, which is higher than mine. So it's just like, oh, shit, like, I'm going to lose. But that person is doing a different program, so they might be peaking at that specific time. But I will probably peak at competition. So it doesn't, the numbers that you hit in training doesn't really matter. But for me, it's like, it creates an illusion that this person is going to be better than me at competition, which is not true, which I need to fix.
Do you think social media has a contribution to that? Like, contributes to that?
Definitely. But it's done more good for me than bad. That's just the bad thing that I have. But social media, being on social media for powerlifting definitely helped me connect, helped me look at other forms and,
you know. But your opponents can see what you're doing.
Yeah, that's why I'm careful with what I post. Like, when it comes closer to competition, I don't post my heaviest lifts. Yeah, I just post my back offset, so the one lower than that. I think the more closer I get to competition, the more anxious I get, which is, I think it's normal, but I definitely need to work on that for sure.
But you do look at your opponent's, like, lifts and stuff.
I do. I mean...
What is it? Does it give you any advantage?
Maybe it helps me plan, but that's more my coach's job.
Yeah, so there's really no reason to look at it, right?
No.
Yeah.
And also, this is really bad, but I would maybe can look at other opponents and be like, okay, I'm safe. I was like, oh, this person can't lock out properly anyways. Yeah. Or stuff like that, which is pretty bad, because the only thing that really matters is myself.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I don't know, like, being an athlete, which is something that I've never been, you know, except before the 3 years that I've been doing powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, I think, improving, making personal improvements there as a person, or as an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely helped me grow in many ways. In controlling how I feel.
Mm.
And, yeah, being resilient.
Oh, damn.
Where did you learn that one, Cannon?
Okay.
Things like that. I forgot what the question was, but...
The question...
I think...
Oh, like, how do you start powerlifting, basically? Well, we just went on a huge tangent.
Yeah.
But that's the point, hey?
Yeah. And if you want to... Well, if... Just message me if there's no one to ask.
Mm.
Yeah. Cannon PL.
Dot.
Cannon dot PL. I mean, if you're not some... If you're not sending me creepy messages, I will definitely answer you.
Like dick pics?
Yeah, I've gotten a dick pic.
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah. I'm gonna show my sister if you send me a dick pic.
I don't wanna see it.
I've gotten some weird messages. Alright. Well, my sister looks very hungry, so we're gonna wrap it up there.
Don't blame it on me.
Instagram handle? Lingling?
Lingling.com. Manasa underscore K. But I don't really need to... I don't have anything to promote.
Mm.
You can follow my neuroscience page if you want. Minuro.
Min?
Dot neuro.
Mm. Min dot neuro.
Yeah, I'm gonna be posting more shit on that too.
Mm. English, right?
And Japanese.
And Japanese?
That's my goal. I'm gonna write one of, like, caption in Japanese and English.
Okay.
Once a week.
Mm. So it could be very interesting for y'all. Definitely check it out. Also, I'm on Instagram, canon.pl. Bubble Radio is also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Twitter, I only post in Japanese. But at Bubble Radio. I think that is it. What are we going to do today, Ling Ling?
We're going to go driving range.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my goal this year is to try different sports.
Okay.
And I actually tried Muay Thai last year, end of last year. And, yeah, golf is something that I always want to try.
Peace out.
All right. Hope you all have a safe holiday.
And rest of year.
And rest of year. Bubble Radio.